Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Good morning and welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
How are we doing this morning, Big JD?
I'm doing good. It's funny how I always follow how you do your introduction. Always have.
Yes.
If you say, I am Lippo or I'm Lippo, and I'll say the same thing. How that works.
Well, you don't have to do everything I do.
Hey, I'm a follower.
I thought you were a leader.
I am.
Because otherwise it would be Lippo and Big JD in the morning.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense. No, it doesn't. It doesn't flow the same. We talked about that before. Sort of, I don't think. Do you? I wonder if some things sound different to somebody else's ears than, you know what I mean?
No, it's obviously it always flows better when you're in front, no matter what your name is.
So what's happening with you these days?
Not too much. It was my birthday last weekend.
That's right.
Celebrated my 39th birthday and enjoyed every minute of it. Can't wait for next year when I'm in the big 4-0.
Think that for a second. The big 4-0, right? And you can do anything special for that?
I'm going to hire a band for my birthday party.
It's not the big 5-0, is it?
Next year will be, yes.
Okay, next year.
For reals, yeah.
Mine is, I just fall a little behind you, so I'll be 40 in 2 years.
A little behind, yeah.
Just a little behind. Anything else happening? We've been pretty lucky with nice weather, I think. It's been pretty nice.
Well,
it's cool, but it's blue sky.
The river is not frozen.
The river's not frozen.
Well, there's many years I remember as a kid by now. There's no ships or nothing cruising down that seaway.
Right. Middle of December.
Middle of December. It's, you can't count on winter being here by this time nowadays.
Is it coming? Are we headed for a big, white Christmas?
A white Christmas, that's...
Oh, sorry, we can't say Christmas anymore. You can't even wish anybody a Merry Christmas anymore, can you?
Do you think there's going to be some kind of blowback because of that? Eventually, people are just going to take it, like, the majority of people who live here are obviously Christmas celebrators, right? Even if they're atheists, they celebrate Christmas, correct?
Yeah, I suppose many of them do.
Right.
I mean, it's just a festive season, and you kind of, without thinking, I think, maybe even go and you'll get a tree or you'll put up lights or you'll throw a Santa here or a reindeer there or something. I mean, just because of the season.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
President Obama and the president of Iraq. What?
Well, the president of Iraq is just a puppet of...
Well, of course.
The American government.
Sure, yeah. But, I mean, he's still the president of Iraq.
Yeah. My good buddy here.
I thought the way you looked at me, I thought I was really misinformed about something.
Oh, no. The guy who's in charge of Iraq, he's a prime minister.
We have a prime minister, don't we?
Yes, we do. And he met with Obama last week about the trade thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trading cards. That's about it all it amounts to.
I got a Joe DiMaggio. Oh, I got a P. Rose.
I've got old Three Stooges cards. Seriously.
There was such a thing as Three Stooges trading cards?
Mm. Munsters. All kinds of stuff back then when I was a kid.
That just vaguely rings a bell now you mention it.
Nothing better than the gum that came in the packages. But anyway, we're in the news segment here. So, these guys met and talking about Iraq's future and the last of the soldiers leaving Iraq this month.
That's good for American soldiers and their families, that's for sure.
Sure. But won't they keep something there? Somebody will stay there. They'll have some kind of...
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. Obviously, there's got to be somebody watching over the puppet state.
And hopefully, at least they'll
you know, rotate so that these people, you know, and I wonder if these are people that have stayed there and have to stay there extra long now, or would they send somebody now that hasn't been there? You know what I mean?
Well, you do tours, right?
Yeah.
Tours last anywhere.
We should go tour Iraq. We can perform for the soldiers.
That's all done. We missed our opportunity.
Oh, darn. I wanted to go to Iraq.
Next war.
Okay. Shouldn't be long.
Sure. No. The economic times are getting bad. So that, what solves that? War.
Another thing is album reissues are thinking outside the box and putting a lot more and different kinds of things now into box sets.
Nice.
You kind of get more bang for the buck.
Well, that's what people are expecting now, right? If you're going to actually buy something physical, which, you know, there's a generation of kids now who have grown up not even knowing that there was something physical attached to music. Mm-hmm. But there is actual packaging that you can get.
And it's kind of nice because back in the day, I mean, we had album covers. Some of them opened up and had booklets inside them and sleeves inside that had things and the words and everything. And while you do get that, I'm sure, a fair amount with the CDs and stuff, but the printing is so small, it's a lot smaller. It's not really the same thing. You know, we remember what that's all about.
It was an integral part of the experience of listening to the music. That's
sure.
For sure.
Absolutely was. And now I think kids today, they don't realize that experience that we had.
But you got to realize there's a bunch of kids right now who think that CDs are kind of old and past. Why?
Yeah, because now you can download music and everything. And
yeah, that's where a lot of kids just get their tunes. It's on their iPad.
What's next, I wonder?
Nothing.
No, nope. There isn't anything next.
I mean, there's the packaging is gone. What do you want now that for the box sets, they want to add more goodies for you to actually buy that physical thing that represents your music.
A little piece of local news here. Hospital standardized mortality ratio for Windsor Regional Hospital at an achievement rating of 81, which I guess is pretty good.
So for every 100 people that come into the hospital, 81 leave.
And that's from April 1st, 2010 to March 2011, 81. So they're pretty happy about that.
Also in local news, did you hear about the guy who went to the Lumberjack restaurant and paid for everybody's breakfast?
No, I wasn't there.
And I wasn't there either. But apparently on last Thursday, the morning we were doing the show, I'm guessing that the gentleman who paid for everybody's breakfast had just listened to our show, was in such a good mood, went over to the Lumberjack restaurant, saw this whole bunch of people eating breakfast there, had breakfast himself, and told the waitress, I'm going to pay for everybody's breakfast.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's something. And then there was a gentleman in there who spoke up afterwards and said, let's make sure we all pay this forward somehow.
Very good.
Yeah. And one last piece of news I want to mention is that the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration, Jason Kenney, announced on Monday that his ruling on women covering up their face during citizenship ceremonies goes into effect immediately. And that means that if you're getting sworn in to be a new citizen of the country, you cannot be wearing a NIQABS. How would you pronounce that? Niqab?
Yeah.
And burqas and veils. You have to show your face when you're getting sworn in as
that makes sense.
A Canadian citizen.
All right, today's topic on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning is the small stuff, not sweating the small stuff.
Or sweat the small stuff.
I suppose.
You know,
to me, it's all about not sweating the small stuff. But
is it?
Yeah, I guess.
What about a big project you have? Let's say a film project. You're going out into the field and you say, let's just bring some cameras and just start shooting.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
Really?
No, of course not. There's differences. I think there's when for some things you have to pay attention to detail, and those details are generally the small stuff.
Right.
But I look at that and where that saying comes from as more something related to life, sort of, you know what I mean? Not sweating the small stuff, things that go on, sort of an idiom definition for that is used to tell people not to worry about trivial or unimportant issues.
Right.
So those being the small stuff. But of course, there's small stuff we need to worry about. It's that fine print that can get you in a lot of trouble if you don't pay attention.
Well, that's really the issue. There's some people who do nothing but sweat the small stuff. They're mm-hmm. always worried about the little things going wrong or making sure they don't forget the little things. And then you miss enjoying the actual event that happens, whether that's a journey or whether it's arriving at a party or whatever, doing a job, you know, then actually sweating the small stuff.
right,
will be detrimental to your health, and you don't have fun that way.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, it just really pertains to life in general, and you know, like I said, trivial things that really don't necessarily matter. There's a particular book that's out by Richard Carlson, and it's gotten a lot of attention over time. And at some point, he passed away, and his wife carried on his work and whatnot. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. The full title, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it's all small stuff.
Right. A lot of people have read that book. It's been around since, what, 97?
Yeah. But he reveals ways to kind of calm down within incredibly hurried life, or, you know, situations and things like that, offering advice like that. And it's that I think kind of sums things up, kind of taking one thing at a time, planning and little things like that, where you don't necessarily have to sweat the small stuff. I think if you plan things out and you have some order to things and things like that, then in a lot of cases, you don't have to worry about some of the things that you might normally have to worry about. Mm-hmm. So planning ahead is a good thing. Also thinking of problems as a potential learning lesson.
Mm, there you go. Mm-hmm. That's always a positive outlook on things in general.
And there's another thing you just mentioned, positive outlook. Having a positive outlook makes a huge difference too, because a lot of people, like, when you sweat, you know, smaller trivial things, in a lot of cases, that's looked at without a positive outlook.
Not necessarily negative, no, but it's not positive. It's right. More of a neutral thing.
Although, in a lot of cases, those things are positive. I mean, we need, from time to time, to look at the small things. I mean, you don't want to overlook little things, because they can be detrimental to whatever, a relationship or a job or something. You know, you get fired over the little things, you know what I mean?
For sure. But sometimes if you pay too close attention to small things all the time, mm-hmm. and then you lose track of the big picture, and then you lose focus, and you know, you could have failure in that regard as well, whether it's being fired or something going wrong or a customer not being happy and so forth.
There's a story that I think gone on for a long time too, where by some professor or somebody teaching a class, and took out a mason jar and put a bunch of rocks in the mason jar and asked his class if it was full, and they said yes, and he said no, it's not full. And he took out a bunch of gravel and poured it in, and he shook the mason jar, and it you know, kind of filled up all the spots that were empty in there. And he asked him again, and kind of caught on, of course, and said probably not full. And he took out a little bucket of sand and poured sand in the thing and shook it all up, and it filled more space. And then he poured in water.
Oh, wow.
And filled up the mason jar with water, and then finally the thing's full. But kind of the moral of this story is actually the fact that if you didn't put the rocks in first, that you wouldn't fit them in. So, you know, it's kind of taking care of all the big things first, you know, and not so much sweating the little things. I mean, if you filled it up with all the small stuff, you're not going to get the rocks in or, you know, the more important things into the jar. So you want to take care of all these bigger things, the important things, and not so much sweat the small stuff.
That's a very visual example.
It is.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
All right, we're talking about the small stuff here on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. And a lot of people accuse me, especially my wife, accuses me of knowing a lot of useless information. I know a lot of stuff about things that no one ever talks about.
We're going to talk about them here on the show today, folks.
No, we're not going to talk about the specific things.
Oh, okay.
But it's just interesting, I think, that in modern culture nowadays, more importance has been put on trivial facts. It's because you want to seem to be in the know. Is that why we know so much trivia, or it's just interesting?
Maybe not
to us?
Seem to be in the know, but appear smarter than you might actually be if you know some little things like that.
Exactly.
I think, wow, this guy knows everything.
I think that's probably where
I didn't know the percentage of people in Bangladesh that have webbed feet. Wow.
Exactly. <You know? laughs> That's the kind of stuff I know way too much about. And there's probably been many
games.
That's
too much time on the internet.
Actually, a lot of the trivia that I know, you're the same way that we know a lot of music trivia. Mm-hmm. The guy, you know, the bass player of Deep Purple in 1975 or whatever, you know.
Absolutely. Robert Plant.
Exactly. That kind of information I found to be fascinating, I guess, because I don't know why I wanted to know that or what drove me to say, I got to know all the information I can find out about this.
You know, I think a lot of that.
Will I ever need it again? No.
I think that stems from really being into and having a passion for certain things. And I mean, one of your passions is, I think, is knowledge. You know what I mean? And things like tech and how things work and all these different things. I mean, and that encompasses a lot. So you learn a lot of things, you know what I mean? You look at a lot of different things and you read up on a lot of different things and things that not everybody does, you know what I mean? And right. So in turn, you know a lot of things and a lot of little things about many different things.
Yeah, we read a lot of stuff that you'll never need to draw on that information ever again, unless someone happens to ask you. It always feels cool. Like, I know the answer.
That's right.
To that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at some point in my life, I read about that. I just thought it was kind of interesting how it seems like trivia has played a bigger part in our culture, Western culture anyway. Mm-hmm. What's the game? Trivial Pursuit, of course.
Trivial Pursuit, sure.
Is that an app? Can you get that on a smartphone or a tablet of some kind?
You know, I never looked, but I did look for Sorry yesterday and Uno.
It's and these Uno, old games, isn't it?
Uno.
Yeah.
Uno.
I don't know.
I think it is Uno, but all those old games from the past, and just to see what was around. I was actually looking for Operation, just to see if it was available for like iPad or something. I don't know how you would even do that. Take out wrenched ankle.
Oh, what was the thing?
It used to go. It used to make that sound.
Right.
Yeah. And if you touched the sides.
And then a girl would say, "Oh, you're out." That's what it was.
Oh, did she?
I think she said something like, you know.
Yeah.
And there was always the freckled kid with the red hair. Said, "Oh,
is there Rock'em Sock'em Robots for smartphone?"
I don't think so.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And it's not to say that you shouldn't care about certain things.
No. Because some people do
without care about sweating the small stuff, yeah.
For sure.
But this is Golden Earring. The song's called Who Cares? It's from 1968 from Miracle Mirror. And they had a couple of hits, actually.
A couple.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Radar Love and what was the other one?
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone, right. So anyway, again, 1968, Golden Earring.
Population.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
I want to talk a little bit today about some of the differences between rechargeable batteries and single-use batteries and some of the reasons why each type of battery may or may not be a good choice. And with the holidays coming up, batteries are used in a lot of gifts and things like that. Might be of some importance to talk a little bit about. Single-use batteries are produced on a greater scale than rechargeables, making them initially cheaper to purchase, and they're also widely available, making them easily accessible, and recycling opportunities for them are available. And rechargeables, they're able to be reused multiple times, and they're also thought to save consumers money over the life of each battery. And there are other ways now since the Battery Act of 1996 for public recycling for these as well. Some of the negatives of each of the type of battery, a single-use battery, they're often considered more wasteful because we consume such a large quantity of them without them being rechargeable. We have to buy more, and in turn, you're tossing many batteries out. And rechargeables are often cited as being too expensive and not offering enough bang for your buck. And they also contain a great deal of heavy metals, meaning that if you don't recycle them, contamination is more likely. So it almost seems like it's kind of six of one and a half dozen of the other. But I guess it all depends on what you're using them for. And I think for most people, the convenience of rechargeable batteries, I mean, especially if you have a couple sets of them or a few sets and, you know, something's being charged while something's being used and you can just switch them easily. Whereas, I mean, if you're only using disposable batteries, if you don't have extra on hand, then you're basically out of luck if your batteries die on you. So rechargeables are good in that respect. And also the fact that you can, a lot of the chargers now can be charged via USB in your computer, or as well, they can be charged in your car through the lighter. So that's something to consider as well. I guess I, for the most part, find that disposable batteries, buying a decent battery, has much better power than most of the rechargeable batteries. I think if you prefer to use disposable batteries, it's always good still to have some type of a rechargeable battery on hand for those instances when, you know, your batteries die and you kind of have a fix. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. So that's something to consider, is to at least have rechargeables around in case that you need them in an emergency or something like that. Always have some on charge as well. But a consideration with that is that some batteries heat up more than others, and some that you can't keep on a charge all the time. So if you want batteries in case of an emergency for some reason, or for flashlight, or, you know, things like that, you just want to be mindful about whether or not you can leave them on charge all the time, or else you have to put them on charge once in a while because the batteries will die over time, even if they're not being used.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
This week's quote is, "The devil is in the details."
Ooh.
Now, this phrase is often attributed to some Russian guy, Mies von Dürow. But actually, the phrase originally was, "God is in the details."
Oh, yeah?
And a lot of people said that Michelangelo had come up with that.
Hmm.
So if you were to look at it, let's look at it both ways.
Okay.
God is in the details. So when we see something beautiful and then we really examine it closely,
we say, the little things, that's God.
Oh, that's God.
Right.
But when we look at something and say the devil is in the details, that means something, you looked at it, but
it's where all the bad stuff or all the crappy stuff is, the details and, you know. That's the small stuff, like the small stuff that you got to sweat is all the crap that you don't want to deal with. Sort of thing,
right?
I guess, you know.
I think so too. Yeah,
that's pretty neat.
I think that's what happened to Hitler.
Oh,
I think that's the whole German thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he just was looking at the big picture, following his plan in Mein Kampf and all the details. He's, you know, take care of it. He just thought he wasn't.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, I guess, for everybody else. So yeah, we've been talking about
small stuff
on the show, and then not sweating the small stuff. That's the kind of small stuff we've been talking about.
The details,
sure. In a lot of cases, of course, it's, you have every right to sweat the small stuff because it's the small stuff that you know, can make or break or get you in trouble if you overlook, or the fine print. So I wasn't so much meaning that kind of stuff, but
sure. Like if you're a lawyer or you're an architect,
you'll be sweating the small stuff for sure.
That's all they do.
But that's not necessarily sweating. I mean, you know, when
they work on details,
the way that little saying goes, don't sweat the small stuff. I think it more just pertains to things in everyday life that are just sort of almost irrelevant, or that don't matter as much as other things.
As they, some people sweat over.
Yeah, and a lot of people do. And stress is a killer.
Yes, it is.
We'll have a stress show in the near future. Stress is very important. And with the holidays around, and stress so is a big thing.
So you say next week's show is going to be on stress?
Well, could be next week's show.
Holiday next stress.
Show.
Just make you feel all that much better. No.
Isn't it during the holidays that more people commit suicide than any other time of the year?
Yes, it is.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe there's also stress of paying for the Christmas bills.
Yeah.
But what I was going to mention about the small stuff was, have you ever hand-coded a web page,
let's say. Of course.
It's all about the details. Well, yeah, sure. I missed a colon, and yeah. It don't look right. Mm-hmm. All I had to do is hit the colon, and everything just turns up nice.
Yeah, it's the littlest thing. And that's, like I say, I mean, in a lot of cases, you have to pay attention to detail. If it's your job, or a job, or anything like that, or like you said, mention a lawyer, and, you know, fine print papers and things like that, yeah, you really got to look at the small stuff. That's the more important things, and there's a lot of things hidden, you know, where that where all that fine print and small stuff is.
Has there ever been anybody in your life where you just wish they would, you know, their heads are so high in a cloud they can't even see the details, and you're trying to, you know, no, you got to pay attention to this stuff over here, hey, look over here. Or maybe a musician that you worked with, and he just went off on his own, and no, it's got to be GED right here, you can't just go right from the G to the D.
Yeah, there's been a lot of times, and especially in the music sense, of course, of how things are played, and there's those little nuances that you try and get across to somebody, like you gotta hesitate, or you gotta jump right here, just that slight little bit, and a lot of people can't understand it, and it's usually the drummer.
Everybody's down on the drummers.
That's you know, that's the meter, and that's where most of your hesitations or your, you know, or jumping on something,
sure,
you know, start kind of originates in a song or something like that. Sure. So that's why
that's where you get the feel, I do think too, as well. The drummer will give you your feel as far sure. as everything's going.
Yeah, and those little nuances are very important, and even in something like a drum machine or something like that, actually, you know, they have some of them actually have something built in to not only change quantize, but actually add a human feel. They'll have a button on it to make it have a human feel.
Have a little lag or a little.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Yeah. It's micro. It just gives that human feel, but not noticeable enough to, you know, it's not wrong. You know what I mean?
Right. And it doesn't sound computer driven.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I have somebody from IK Multimedia coming on, you talking to me in, I think it's in sometime in January.
IK Multimedia, for people who don't know,
is a software company. They make hardware gear too, but it's a software plug-in music-based software company. Mm-hmm. And they make
Amplitube,
you know, guitar plugins and simulation type software for recording and things like that, and live performance. And then they have like a couple things like pedals, and they make software drum machines and things like that. So it's kind of neat. And they have actually licensed products like, you know, the Jimi Hendrix Marshall simulation software and Fender yeah. products and things. And so it's kind of neat.
And they license all that stuff up. Yeah. Big JD does. What day was you talking to me on the CJM radio?
Wednesdays at 4 p.m.
There we go.
You talking to me. So anyway, we're going to wrap things up now because we're out of time, and we'll be back next Thursday morning at 8.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
See ya.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.